and having food and clothing, with these shall we be content. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 8. Good morning. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ, and I appreciate the opportunity to share some time with you this week, sharing a message from God's Word with you, and I hope that you're having a good day so far, and I hope that you have a good week. You know, coming off a wonderful holiday, that being Thanksgiving, I thought I would start off with the verse that I did this morning from 1 Timothy 6 and verse 8. I love Thanksgiving, and I hope you do too. And I love it not only because we typically eat a lot of food that day, but really more for the idea that we just pause for a moment to be thankful. You know, it's been said, and there's been many sermons and Bible talks about Thanksgiving, and really it's so true, but for a Christian, every day is really Thanksgiving Day for us, and it certainly should be. And I hope that it is for you. But for our short time this morning, rather than talking about being thankful, I want to focus specifically on what I believe is part of being thankful, and that is the idea of contentment. So again, the verse that I read to start off is from 1 Timothy 6 and verse 8, where Paul, writing here to Timothy, said, "Having food and clothing, with these shall we be content." You know, the world teaches us to never be satisfied. You know, a topic that we don't seem to discuss, at least to me, as much as we used to, but I'm convinced is just as relevant today as it ever has been, is that of jealousy or envy. We may see something that another person has, and it makes us so jealous or so envious that we are no longer happy with what we have, when in fact what we have is just fine. One preacher said, and I think said very well, that we need to bring our mind down to our circumstances. In other words, we may wish that we had a new vehicle, say a new BMW or something like that. However, that may not be realistic for us, or our circumstances doesn't make that possible. So rather than to want or desire something like that, we need to bring our mind down to whatever vehicle we have, or whatever vehicle that we could reasonably afford, and be content with that. So that's what is meant by kind of bringing your mind down to your circumstances. Philippians 4, verses 11 and 12, Paul said, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned," and I emphasize the word learned, "for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned to be both full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." And I stress the word learn there two times in that verse, because we can learn to be content. Contentment may not come as naturally to us as we would like for it to, but that is something that we can most certainly learn. You know, I had a friend who talked one time about better days that he had had in terms of the amount of money and material things that they had had. He talked about how his job was going incredibly well. But then, you know, unfortunately for him, there were some changes in the economy that, back at that time that affected his job. And it wasn't anything that he had done. It just really changed, the amount of money that he was able to make. And he said, you know, while things had gotten tough, that he and his family had learned to be content in both of those situations. They enjoyed the times where they had more. They were able to do some other things, but yet still learn to enjoy life and to be content with when they didn't have as much. I want to read one other verse to you that comes just a couple verses before in 1 Timothy, where Paul says, "Now godliness with contentment is great gain." And I want to leave us with that. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Contentment is important. You might say it's crucial and critical to the Christian. It is a command from God. So let us learn, as Paul did, that no matter what we have or what we do not have, we learn to be content. If we can couple our contentment with godliness, it is, as he said, great gain. So as we close, I'll take just a moment to invite you to visit with us at the Oakland Church of Christ. We do have slightly different services given the situation with the coronavirus, but we are worshiping at our regular times, 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship, 5 p.m. in the evening on Sunday, and 7 p.m. for Bible study on Wednesday. We'd love to have you at any of those. We are spacing out. Our elders have asked that we mask where you can, but we would love to have you visit with us. Thank you, and may God bless you.